A court watchdog group in New Orleans is speaking out against a proposed constitutional amendment that would create a mechanism to allow the Senate to remove a judge or a district attorney upon the recommendation of the governor. Jesse Manley, the interim executive director of Court Watch NOLA, says the problem he has is that since judges and district attorneys are elected, it would allow the governor and the Senate to disregard the will of the voters.
Having any executive that can take those choices out of voters' hands is going to rapidly erode the confidence in that system.
Tiger Rag Magazine explains its involvement in a lawsuit against LSU over whether the athletic department's direct payments to student athletes should be public.
We're seeking a clarity on the Louisiana public records law.
That's Todd Horn, the executive director of Tiger Rag. Starting last July, athletic departments began paying players directly as a result of a federal landmark case against the NCAA. Horn says LSU claims the direct payments to the athletes are protected under federal privacy laws, but he says the state public records law is unclear on this issue and complicating the matter is that each state has its own laws.
And right now we've got all kinds of different laws governing all these different teams, and none of them are unified.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Tiger Rag is owned by Kingfish Communications, which also owns Louisiana Radio Network. The LSU Tigers are hosting the first and second rounds of the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. Head coach Kim Mulkey.
When you go through the SEC, as y'all well know, it's kind of a breath of fresh air to get out of there and just start the playoffs.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.